Isn't he using Darish Time of the Krah by saying we can modify the pasuk?
Okay, yes, that is correct.
So that we learn Pshat and Taisus not like that.
Right. Are we okay? We can hear everyone.
For Sandy. Sandy seems to be blocked out his camera.
Sandy.
Yeah, that's on his. I think that's on his end.
I got more people to admit.
Yeah, okay. We have to wait for everyone to finish rejoining.
Oh, there he is. Sandy's on twice.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, so Nelson, you're right. That first of all, he's asking, why didn't Chazal limit the pasuk only to non-beno and not to beno? That's Darish Time in Dikra. Right? The whole thing is the side of Ain Darishim Taina Dikra is that if you have a pasuk that's ambiguous, you're not allowed to limit it based on Svara. That's what we learned. That's what we saw. I don't know. Other people say pretty clearly. When the Torah writes a pasuk, Torah writes almana, don't take a mashka from almana. Torah doesn't explain the gedarim. Just write it ambiguously. Now you're coming on and saying, logically, I should limit it because if it's by an aniya, it's logical. If it's shir, it's illogical. Let's limit the pasuk only where it's logical.
Rabbi, don't we have drushes all the time?
It's not being fair though, because we saw the Maram Shif did say to do that here, right? The Maram Shif said to say that the pasuk of Eid Echad we should say is necessary for the case where the guy's not is
okay, because but that's not that, I don't agree. Because there's no extra pasuk. You have a pasuk of Eid Echad. The purpose of the pasuk of Eid Echad was coming the gufe, wasn't coming for a drasha. Stop, we have a mashmi, we're making a dig. If the Torah wrote a pasuk the gufe, that Eid Echad is mechayev. Obviously, without the Eid Echad, you'd be potter. But no one's claiming that's why the Torah wrote it. So even there, the grib said you can say in Darish Time of the Krah. But that I can hear that you're asking a question. Why do I need the Eid Echad? So you're allowed to use Svara. But here, it seems that Tavis is learning that there's a drasha. Kiyu says some kind of drasha that tells you Kuiper Akko is Potter. It's a special drasha. So if it's a special drasha, so the Chari, which ain't Darshim time in the Krah.
No, Rabbi, don't we have all the time where the Gemara says if we only had this pasuk, we would have assumed that the case in the pasuk was only case A. Therefore, Kamash learn this next pasuk to teach us how to read to show us how to read the pasuk. So there is some level svara in terms of understanding the pasuk misvara.
Okay, you stop me. I don't know. You have to show the Gemaras, but it could be that's where there's some kind of Mashmos, we're just limiting the pasuk to only where the pasuk is written. But here, the pasuk is ambiguous, it's written all over. And we're using svara to minimize the pasuk. I don't know. If you find that all over, then you have a valid point.
Rebbe, we limited mode of a mixa satana yeshava to a case where it's, maybe we limit mode of a mixa satana yeshava to a case where it's not, where there's no migu?
Oh, so we asked that question. That why isn't that called Darish Time to Cross? So we said, because the Migu is Ki'ilo Yusuar. I think we said that. It's not that you're Potter. You're really Chayiv Yeshua. Except the Migu is like Yusuar. Okay, anyway, let's go for it. I want to go. So the first problem is that the Chayiv Nelson Meltzer is right, that he's being over in Darish Time of the Cross. My second problem I had is that he's making mamish svaras hafuchas between Tavis is Havamina and Tavis is Maskana. Because Tavis and his Havamina had an Ein Leiman, like Rashi, that Ein Adam Meis is such a strong svara that even without any pasuk, we would say Misvara Denafshe, that Kaibrak goes Pater because of Ein Adam Meis. Now, according to the Marsha Aruch Chat in the in the type is his answer, in the Marsha's answer, he's saying, Marsha's saying, it's Mukhrok from Chazal, that even after the Torah wrote the Pasuk, it's not logical to say that the Pasuk is because of any other Mayas. I mean, that's extreme from one extreme to the other. It's one thing to say, you know, we wouldn't know it on our own. On our own, we wouldn't say it's a Svara. But if the Torah comes along and says, Kofar Hakos Pater. I'd rather say Xeris Akosiv, which makes no sense, than say it's a Svara. You know, because the Svara is so bad that it can't, that even after the Pasuk, I'd rather say, no, you know what, this is Xeris Akosiv, and it applies even to Beno, you know, it makes no sense.
But it's not that it's so bad. It's just not a Svara Chitzona. The Haina, you can only be Tola being.
Yeah, that's not what I think he said. Wait, now we're maybe going to change the chat slightly. In other words, I think what he's saying it is, he said, I give another mother, but then they don't go to the doctor. Okay, I don't know, maybe you're fixing him. That's what he means. But Parshat Shad, he's saying is that if there's a star, we have a Pasuk, let's limit the Pasuk. So you limit the Pasuk to where it's mistaken. Don't make exeris a cause, so you don't have to.
There's no reason to learn. Okay, let's just make it more extreme than we need to make him. All we need to establish is the fact that there's no Svara Chitzona that ain't a maze Pater Sun Shvua. Once we establish that, we see.
Yeah, okay, so but why? But if you're allowed,
if there would be such a Svara Chitzona, then we never would have learned the tour of Kofar Hakol as being broad. We would have narrowed it to a case.
If you're allowed. Rav Nosson Meltzer asks, you're not Darish time of the crop. But according to apparently the Mishar Aruch holds that you're allowed to be Darish time of the crop. So if you're allowed to be Darish time of the crop, so why can't, even if it's not a Svara Chitzonis, and I'd rather have a Svara to the Torah than to be illogical. So let me go ahead. There is a possible Svara. Taif is clear to have a Mina. That ain't other may is a good svara. So so why don't I go ahead and say, listen, I want to minimize the chiddush in the Torah. I don't want the Torah to be a xeris akasim. We don't like xeris akasim. We should go and we'll say that the Torah is megada this svara. If you're not allowed to go ahead and limit the pasuk. So stop, you're not allowed to limit the Pasuk. The Pasuk's mashma, in all cases, you're not allowed to limit it. If you're allowed to limit it, then once there is a good Svara of Ein Adam Meyers, it's mistaken to limit it to where the Svara of Ein Adam Meyers is.
Benoi slugged that up already.
No, Benoi
said that Svara's gone.
No, and Chazal shouldn't have said Benoi. That's what the Marsha Aruch said. Marsha Aruch says that if Chazal could hear the Svara of Ein Adam Meyers, then they should have eliminated the Pasuk, and they should have Gufa said that Benoi's Chayiv. That's what the Marsha Aruch is saying. The Marsha Aruch is saying that how does the Marsha prove from Benoi that Chazal didn't hold it as far as Ein Adam Meyers? Because if they held it as far as Ein Adam Meyers, as a Chazaka Ein Adam Meyers could Pater Shua, then they should have explained Kofar Hakol because of Ein Adam Meyers, and they should have said Benoi's Chayiv. So I'm saying, so Hoguva Goshen, so why didn't they? Since the Marsha Aruch said, because Chazal didn't hold it's a good Svara. So how can you say they didn't hold it's a good Svara when Tavis himself had a half? I mean, it is a good Svara. You want to tell me it's not a Mukhruf Svara? It's not a Svara Pshuta, but why it's not even a B'dievet Svara.
Why did Tavis fall off it so hard? According to Rebbe.
That Tavis did fall off of it so hard. Tavis having it was a loymar that it's a svara mukhrachas without any pasuk. We know it on our own. Tavis says no, that can't be because the hesber, because if it's a svara mukhrachas that we know it on our own, then we would then and that's the whole source of Kofar Hakol. Then we wouldn't know that Benoi is pater. So it must be that there's another source.
No, but maybe itself, it's the Svara. Now I'm saying maybe it attacks the Svara itself.
does Leibniz attack the Svara?
No, because why is Beno? Why is Beno Potter?
He said, because there's another Svara. There's two Svaras. That was a Chassam Sofer's Kasha, that just because there's a new another Svara Potter you, doesn't mean there can't be two Svaras. There could be a Svara of Eino Dameyes that Potter's by Nah Beno, and a Svara of Xeris HaKosev that Potter's Beno. And now that we have the Xeris HaKosev by Beno, so in every case, other case, is Potter for two reasons.
No, I was asking the signal. I thought Rebbe was asking the signal of Tosis from Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, Tosis has that Svara, and then Tosis hits Beno at that point. When Tosis hits Beno at that point, he says, Tosis says, wait, my whole Svara is out the window.
It's not out the window. No, he's not saying it's out the window. He's saying that my Svara can't be the reason how Chazal knew. Because if they based it purely on my Svara, they wouldn't have known to know. So it must be they had an additional reason. But Davis is not saying that my Svara is wrong. That's a Kasha. That's a Sam Cypher's Kasha on the Marsha.
Why does Tessa's Minolan then for? Why does Tessa's Minolan?
Because Minolan by Beno.
What?
Minolan by Beno.
And then he says the Xeris HaKosev is telling us
Beno. And the Xeris HaKosev includes everything. What does the Xeris HaKosev includes everything? But now it could be that Beno is Potter for one reason and everything else is Potter for two reasons. So that's the Kasha and the Marsha. So that means that at the end of the day, we can still retain the Svara of Chazaka Eina Dameis. So says the Marsha Aruch, because if we still hold that a Svara of Eina Dameis, then we should have explained the pasuk to mean because of Eina Dameis, and we would never have, and we would never extend it to Beno. So Rav Nosson asked, but that's an infringement on Darish time of the crop. And I'm asking that that's making a giant machlekes between the Havin and Maskana. The Havin and the Hell. The Havamina Hell. Are some people muted? I'm sorry. Are a bunch of people muted here? I think they're muted.
Well, can Ruby hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
But I see AH is muted. May is muted. Rafi is muted.
Usually we mute ourselves so we don't, there's not a lot of background.
They're muting themselves.
Yes.
Okay. I think we can answer both of these questions in that when we say that there's an inference from the pasuk that Kofra Kol is putter, if in Svara Chitzona we understand a situation in which Kofra Kol is putter, then that inference will do nothing more than confirm our Svara Chitzona. Svara Chitzona, we don't know of a case of Kofra Kol that should be putter, and the pasuk informs us from Deep Midiuka that there is a case that Kofra, there is a p'tur within Kofra Kol, and hands are off. If there's a p'tur within Kofra Kol, it's across the board. But if in Svara Chitzona we know a case of Kofra Kol is putter, and when the Torah Midiuka infers to us that Kofra Kol is putter, we're told it in that which we knew in Svara Chitzona.
I happen to agree with you. I like that. I was thinking the same thing.
Can we say this again?
Yeah, we'll say it again. He's saying like this. Avada, Rabbi Meltzer, Rav Nosson, you're right. Ain't Darshim time at the Krah. But the only time we say ain't Darshim time at the Krah is if there's a Xeris HaKosev. If it's a Pasuk. But if the Pasuk tells us something that we knew Misvara, then it's almost like it's not a krah. If you have a pasuk that tells you a chiddush that you wouldn't have said without a pasuk, then it's a krah. Then there's a Torah telling you something. Now you want to minimize that chiddush. Excuse me, you can't do that. Ain't Russian time across. Example, the case of Almana. Without any pasuk, I would have said you can take a mashkin from every single Almana in the world, even Aniyah. I by Aniyah, it's not theistic. I would have never said such a svara. Now the Torah wrote a chiddush. You're not supposed to take a mashkin from an alman. That's a chiddush. So it's a krah. Now the question is, should I limit that chiddush only to an Aniyah or Ashira? So ain't darshan time of the krah. Once you admit that there's a pasuk telling you a chiddush, You have no right to limit the chiddush. The chiddush is whatever the mashmaos of the pasuk. But if the pasuk is simply saying something, and especially it's not an extra pasuk, so you could say that the pasuk is simply saying something that you knew me svara, so then it's not a kra. It's just repeating over a svara. If it's repeating over a svara, then you don't have the rule of ain darshan time in the kra, because this pasuk wasn't meant to teach you anything. This pasuk was just sometimes a pasuk, you know, can sometimes say over something that people know. So if it's not an extra pasuk, so he said this: if you say chazaka ain al demeis, it's not like I would think it's not a svara at all. If you say chazaka ain al demeis is such a strong svara, like Tavis is Havamina, that we know it misara denafshe even without a pasuk. So then it comes out that I don't need a pasuk for Nam to know. So then I would naturally say that Kiyuzeh is not a pasuk. It's just saying what I know. So I would limit it to Nam to know. I say if you're limiting it to Nam to know, you're being Darish time in the Kra. No, because I'm goofy saying it's not a Kra. I'm saying it's not a Kra. I ain't okay. Darshan time in the cross.
Pesach is wrong. Pesach is wrong.
What?
Pesach is wrong. His mashmos and amen al. He says it's mashma. He says mash dafke mitzvah mitzvah tayne chay v'loy kay for a call. That's what the pasuk is mashma. Loy pay for. It doesn't say where,
but
when,
it's
who.
Not, but it's not. We're saying it's not an extra pasuk. It's not an. There's a mashmos in the pasuk, but it's not an extra pasuk. So that the what we're saying shot in the mashma is like this, is that. The Chazal learned the pasuk to include Bino. How did the Chazal learn the pasuk to include Bino? Kufa, because I did the Svara of Chadik. Here, by Nam Bino, you have the Svara of Chazaka Ein Adameyiz. And by Bino, you don't have the Svara of Chazaka Ein Adameyiz. Teret says, because Ein Darshim time in the Kra. And you have no, even though it's a possible to limit the pasuk that way, it's a possible Svara. But since it's again the pasuk is ambiguous, so you're not allowed to limit the pasuk. So it's a good svara, and it is definitely minimizing the chiddush of the Torah. And logically, if you wanted to minimize the chiddush of the Torah, you would say the pasuk of Kiyuzeh is only by Nam Bino, but not by Bino. But since we have a principle of ein darshan time in the Kra. So Ein Darshan time in the Kra tells you that you're not allowed to do that. But says the Marsha, when is it that you're not allowed to do it? That's when you admit that at least it's a pasuk. That means without the pasuk, I wouldn't have known even not to know. But if without the pasuk, I wouldn't have known not to know, then I'm not saying that I'm limiting the chiddush of the pasuk to Nam to know. I'm saying that the pasuk itself never came to tell you a chiddush altogether, because the pasuk is just saying Nam to know, and that I knew Misvara. So when you say the pasuk is just telling you what you knew Misvara, assuming there's no problem with an extra pasuk, because over here it's like it's just a mashmos of the pasuk you needed for the gufe for other things. So if there's a pasuk is just telling you something that you knew Misvara, then there is no problem of Ein Darshan time in the Kra, because Mehechi Teisi, it's a Kra. Ein Darshan time in the Kra means if the Torah tells you a Chiddush, Torah tells you a Gzeiras, then don't use your Seichel to, who are you to define the Torah's Dinim? But yet first I have to know that Hashem's coming to tell you a Din. Who said Hashem was coming to tell you a Din with this Pasuk? If the Pasuk is only jives with your logic, then maybe Hashem's not coming to tell you anything. It's just repeating over our logic. And as long as the pasuk's not extra, that's fine. So that would fit in nicely in the Marsha. Marsha is saying the fact that if you say that ain't other neyes, it's mamish is svara, to the point that chazal, even without any pasuk, we say it on our own. So then the Chazal would have been obligated to say that that's shot in the Torah Kiyuzeh, and they would have no right to say Ein Chabo and Chidusho. I mean, I'm sorry, Ein Darshan time in the Kra, and therefore they would have no right to apply the pasuk to Bino. The fact that Chazal applied the pasuk to Bino proves that Chazal on their own do not feel that Ein Adam Meis is a good Svara. When I asked on the Marsha Aruch, so now that there's a Pasuk, say that it's, that's a Svara, because that would be Darish Time in the Krah. We don't Darish Time in the Krah. Once you admit that without the Pasuk you wouldn't have said it, then you can't say it after the Pasuk, because then you're Darish Time in the Krah. You're going to end up minimizing the Pasuk. You're not allowed to minimize the Pasuk.
But not that it's such a terrible svara that the Rabbanan threw it out.
Right, it's a great svara. It's a beautiful svara. And Avada, if you ask my personal opinion, it's much more logical to assume it's because of it minimizes the chiddush of the Torah, if you would say it, because saying it by Bino is not making exeris a kosher for no reason. And saying it's because of Ein Adam Meis, we could hear Ein Adam Meis, it's a svara. So of course that's right. We're minimizing the switch. Tovis and his Hamina thought Ein Adam Meis is such a great svara, we say it on our own. But once you don't say it on your own, it's not. Of course we could hear it. It's a possibility, but you're not allowed to. That would be Darish Time in the Krah. Once you go ahead and have a pasuk, so you can't limit the pasuk to only Ein Adam Meis because you're not allowed to do that.
Why?
Right, I think Shamir, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand why. I guess I'm really bothered by what everybody's bothered by in the Marsha to that extent. Yeah.
Why I thought that Dover and Sharm can't be saying that?
No. I mean to say that I don't understand. To me, like this is very posh.
Do you think that Dover and Sharm is saying this?
As far as I know, I don't know that he's not.
Can I read him inside? Let me see. Kavanosa, that type is master, that time dead, you know, the brother cover cult. Okay. In Isa, that time, Ein Adam Meis, Nuka, the Fatro, it gave me in Isa, the Mitam, Ein Adam Meis, Nuka, the gave me none on the Bino, Nami Potter, me none on the Bino, Nami Potter, the name of the cause of been by the mix of Xeris, I cause of the cover, I go Potter.
I agree. The fact that he still calls it Xeris Akusiv, despite the fact that we're going to limit it to Ein Adam Meis, is indicative that the Pasuk or Mises. What's teaching us that, not the Svara Chitzona. So yeah, I would agree that he's not saying that.
And also his last line is, "Ed Avada, the Svara is going to the Ein Lepotrim Chazaka Ein Adam Meis." I'm not saying the Ein Lepotrim. I'm saying it could be a good Svara.
It means Lemaisa Ein Lepotrim because of that.
Okay. Anyway. I don't know. It could be. It's not the simple reading of him. I don't think.
I find it hard to believe that that's what he meant.
Yeah.
I agree. I just, Rebbe, in principle, does Rebbe hear any problem with this mahalach? It sounds very straightforward, Marsha.
Okay. I don't think that's not fair. That's not fair.
Well, I feel like I need to understand, like, for what reason are the Chassam Sofer and everybody else. Dancing in the Marsha.
Okay, you're not being fair. There's a Psalm Cypher that bombs out the Marsha, and the Maram Shift bombs out the Marsha.
And I mean, we need to understand that Machlokas,
in the Chalkas Kayin to defend the Marsha.
So, no, but I think all I'm trying to say is, like, if we're correct in this shot in the Marsha, like, I think it'd be like I know, Roshiva, that's all sheer where there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger who says a kash and a nesivu says a kash and a teretz and the Rabbi Kiva Eger li sarach Roshiva that's and he says in lie and Roshiva that's all the whole shir where like he at least his initial point in the shir where like he's explaining like why one leaves it sarach iyan and a lie and one says the answer straight up.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, I don't know. It could be. I mean, we're making up certain rules in Claudia Shas. We're saying that. It's a diuka though.
Pashup shot over here. It's just a diuka. The Torah says mode of a mixus is chayav shvua. The fact that the Torah speaks about mode of a mixus is an implication there's a tour and go for a kol. If it's farachitzona, we know there's a tour and go for a kol. Then that implication is not And then the Torah didn't say it, but often it's across the board because there are cases of kofur kol.
Which right, we're saying a chiddush in the cloud of direish, ain't direish and time in the cloud that we're saying that if there's a pasuk, if the pasuk is teaching us a chiddush, that without the pasuk we wouldn't have known that chiddush, then you're not allowed to use your logic to limit it to the most logical case. But you have to take that chid of the pasuk to every single case that's mashban the mashmos of the pasuk. But if when you limit the pasuk to a particular case, you're limiting it to a case where logically you would have known without the pasuk that you're allowed to do. Okay, listen, we made up a new rule.
Its starting point is it's only a pasuk to the extent, it really is only in the poel of pasuk to the extent that we wouldn't have known it otherwise.
I hear the svara, but to be honest, I don't know shas of when we say in Darash Hanukra, and I don't think you know either. So we're saying a svara. We're saying a possible svara. That's the only time we say on a something that's written in the Torah, "Ain Darish Tanya Kra," is when that pasuk gets the chashivas of teaching you a din that you went to know without the pasuk. I hear it. I can't say, is it so pushit that how come no one said it? I don't know.
But Rabbi, how come the Gemara and Amud Aleph, when they asked by Moedim and Mixas, we always said that we'd say ain't Torah time the crub, and now we're saying that we have a svar of Chazaka ain't other mayors, right? So we could right there ask that question, right? Now you could be Torah time the crub. Now our system. Why not?
Excuse me. We're saying if without the pasuk, places where the Marsha, according to us, is saying is proving that without any pasuk, we wouldn't have said on our own that ain adam meis is a strong enough reason to patur from shua. We wouldn't have said that. Maybe it's patur you 3/4, 9/8, but we wouldn't have said it's strong enough to patur you totally from shua. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us a chiddush that kofur hakol is patur. Even by the case of ein adam meis, it's a chiddush. The moment that it's a chiddush, then we're saying then comes in a new principle called ein adam dairesh taima dekra. And once it's a chiddush, that means that this pasuk is. It means I'm telling you chiddushim here. I mean, Hashem's giving you a chidushim. Then where do you come to use your seichel to define my chidushim? I'm giving you a chiddush. So you're going to, well, yeah, you're going to understand your chiddush within you with your svara. Don't do me any favors. And you,
before the pasuk, but Rebbe agrees. I'm sorry, Rebbe agrees before the pasuk, right? That we don't completely knock it out. We would not say
so before this pasuk, we would completely knock it out that it wouldn't work to patur you. We would say it's a very nice svara, but it's not strong enough to patur you. Right? That's what Rasha is saying. Rasha is saying that's what we're saying. Rasha is proving from here that without a pasuk, we would say it's not strong enough to patur Yeshua. It could be it's a nice svara, but in order to patur Yeshua, you need a beerer on the scale of 90, and this is only 85. So without a pasuk, it's not strong enough. Now, according to the way we read the Marsha rule, okay, so the pasuk telling you the 85 is good enough, big deal. But we're saying that without a pasuk, we would only say it's only an 85, and 85 is not good enough. Therefore, there's a chiddush of the Torah. Once there's a chiddush of the Torah, then you're not allowed to use your svara. So therefore, you're not allowed to say that the Torah is telling you that 85 is good enough. That's usher, because you're not allowed to define a chiddush of the Torah with a svara, because that's called and thereby limit what the Torah is saying.
How did the original migu work? The original migu.
We asked that Baruch Hashem. We passed that. We said that the migu is not called Darish Shayim Tikra. We had to say that for the grib anyway. We said the migu is not called Darish Tanya Kra because the migu is not saying you're potter. The migu is saying really you're Chai Yeshua, but it's Choshev Ki'ilu Nishba. Because what's a Shua? Shua is create a beerer. So I created a beerer. I gave you a substitute beerer. What if I'm chayiv shrua and there are two edim and say I'm telling the truth? Would anybody have any doubt think I'm still chayiv shrua? You fulfilled your requirement. The requirement is prove that you're right. I prove that I'm right.
The migu was that I could have been chayiv shrua.
Therefore, the migu proves that you're telling the truth. So if the
chayiv shrua is patur at that point, because of what reason?
Because of at the Alafia MS, because of the pasuk of Kihuzah, Teres Akosuf.
No, but that we're not up to the pasuk yet in Teresis, and I'm out.
You have a pasuk yet. Teresis is telling you, when David said this is Pshan and Kihuzah and the pasuk, he means the Gemara always. He's just telling you what we always knew. David didn't know it, but the Gemara always knew it.
I'm asking in Teresis, but Teresis asked that on the Migu, right? Teresis thought it was the Migu, right?
Because Typhus, no, because the obvious, it's with Kiyuzah. I'm sorry, it still works with Kiyuzah. Okay, let me go over. So let me just review for a minute, because I apologize. I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes. I have to leave early. So we have a different shear I have to get. I'm sorry. So what comes out, we have four Pasuk Pshatim in the Marsha, just for fun. Two and two. Because there's a Chalkas Cohen's structure that the Marsha is saying that not that it's a raya that it's not a good svara, but just it's not mukhluk that's a good svara. So the way he says it, we thought was very, very weird, because why would anyone have a havamina that's a good svara? Didn't the Marsha read the previous taisis? So we thought that was very fair. So we said, yes, I have shot, because you would have a havamina that after the pasuk, we should be darish time of the kra, which is not so good because I ain't darish time of the kra. Okay, but besides that problem, it would have been okay. But besides which, it doesn't fit so nicely in the marsha. That's what the marsha is doing. That was where the two pshatim in the structure to read the marsha that way. But now, today, we want to read the marsha, which fits much better in the Marsha, that the Marsha is bringing a raya that Ein of the Meyas is not a good svara. So according to the Marsha Aruch Pashtus, the raya is because if it would have been a good svara, then Chazal should have gone ahead and say Ein Chabo and Chidusho, and the pasuk's only by when it's Ein of the Meyas. Frank of Nasan Meltzer, but that's called Darish Time of the Kra. Frank does, but that means that you're making a tremendous, gigantic machloek between the Havi and the Maskana, that the Havi thought that even before the Pasuk is such a good Svara. And the Maskana is like, even after a Pasuk, when we're allowed to be Darish Time of the Kra, but somehow you have to answer Rabbi Meltzer's question, we wouldn't say it. And that's like taking a too big, a gigantic machloekus. So we're saying, like Shamir, that it's only called Darish Shaim in the Kra if the Pasuk is telling you something that's illogical. We wouldn't have known on our own, not illogical, but we wouldn't have said on our own. So if we would have said on our own, Chazaka ain't of the Meis, so then we would touch up the Pasuk that way and it wouldn't be a Kra, and then there would be no Chisar at Darish Shaim in the Kra. All right, that's basically, I think we should go on. So what?
Lechem Abirim, Yehana Mahalach.
All right, we did the Lechem Abirim, no? We did the Lechem Abirim. Lechem Abirim,
you said last night you had a modified Lechem Abirim approach.
No, I think I said a modified Dover Meisharim approach.
But oh, okay.
If I said it, I was a mistake of the... In other words, we're modifying the Dover Meisharim, the Marsha Aruch. The Marsha Aruch says, of Shana the Marsha, we're modifying it. Okay. Anyway, the question is what we should do, Fighter. Okay, anyone have any suggestions? I'll look and I'll try and send this is for next week already. But what?
There's Halach, there's Daf Hey Amud Aleph.
Do we want to go straight or do we want to skip? That's the question.
What is Rabbi Shir doing?
Hurraya. I have no idea. You're ahead of my Shir. You're ahead. A little bit. I would go straight a little bit. I have a personal yetzahara about this Hodor's Baldin, that Kal V'chomer, Hodor's Baldin. All right, I don't know. Okay, maybe we should read the Gemara no further. I don't know about the Taisis. I would maybe read the Gemara, but let me look. I'll try and send you. I'll send an email. But I just, because you know the Gemara makes a kavachomer that Adam is better than Piv, which is somewhat funny, because Piv is always better than Adam. So I like to look. Let's maybe just read the Gemara. We'll see. Okay, but that. Okay, all right, I'm gonna go. I have to go. Okay, good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos, thank you.
Shabbos, thank you, everyone.
Shabbos.